so thrilled to introduce you to Millie Palmer of Navigant Law. Millie, welcome to the WGN family. How are you doing?
John, I'm doing great. The sun is shining in Chicago. The city looks beautiful, and I'm super happy to be here.
We love that. You're originally from the Chicago area. Then you went to Florida, right?
I was a transplant, now a replant.
Transplant and a replant. Now you live in Arlington Heights, where you raised your family?
Arlington Heights, yeah.
Shout out to that. What does Navigant Law do? It's a firm with a couple different operations, right?
We are. We're woman-owned and operated. We've been in business about 17 years. Nice. Our work splits between business lawyers who help with entity formation all the way through operations and succession. And then my team, we're estate planning attorneys, probate. We like the living and the recently dead.
That's a good way to put that, Millie. Estate planning, boy, that is a topic that people have a million questions on. And let's just be frank, not enough people are asking questions and doing things about them right now, are they?
You know, I know there's always a lot of interest, right? But I think people tend to put things off. They don't really focus on things that can really benefit themselves, their families. They think about all the other noise and clutter around them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But they can do things now that would obviously benefit their kids when they pass away. But there, as you mentioned, there are things that people can do now that will still help them when they are still here.
Oh, absolutely. The minute my kids turned age 18, I made them come to my office to sign a power of attorney of health for health care and a power of attorney for property, living will and a HIPAA. If, God forbid, something happened to them, I wanted the ability to step in and take care of them. Well, that's the same for me. If I'm in an accident, who's going to be able to make decisions? Who's going to keep my stuff going while I'm trying to recover?
You bring up such a great point about 18-year-olds when people have their kids going to college or somewhere else or going to the trades, whatever the case may be. They still sometimes think that they are the parents, so they're going to be able to see them in the hospital if there was an accident at school. They're going to be able to make those decisions. No, when they're 18, they are adults, the same as you. You need those powers of attorney in place.
Especially if the kid has lost consciousness or is unable to authorize your access to their information, right? Or maybe is in a bit of a pickle and needs you to help dig them out. I mean, 18-year-olds are 18-year-olds. They might be legal adults, but the night they turn 18, a light doesn't shine on them going, ah, suddenly you're an adult. No, at least I have four great kids and they're all good human beings, but it takes a little time.
I didn't really think I was adult till like I was 32. So
I'm still working on it.
Exactly. So that's a great point for that. Planning for your family and helping your family and help your family plan for you, too, is huge. But you do get into the trusts, the wills, all that stuff, too,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're not just talking about powers of attorney. We ask clients questions like to form an intention of what they would want done, who they would want in charge, to really kind of think about circumstances. And then let's gather documents. Let's put it in writing. Let's make sure we understand it. Let's kind of work through what-if scenarios. And then once that's done, let's kind of communicate that to our people. Let's tell them, hey, named you as guardian. Hope that's okay.
Here's what this means.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be an executor to our estate. What does that mean? I mean, I think that that's the other part of the equation that sometimes gets left unsaid.
It does. And people don't necessarily take the time to really form that intention, think about it, make those communications. And we really try and guide them to do those things, to get in there. Sometimes after signature, I'll hold a family meeting where we'll do Zoom with the kids from around the country, or they'll all show up at a conference room table, maybe just before a dinner or lunch thing that they do as a family. And we'll walk through, here's the decisions mom and dad made. Obviously, that's only if mom and dad are comfortable with that, right? Privacy is a big deal for me,
right?
But we'll,
oftentimes they appreciate that, I bet.
They really do. And it helps set the stage for them, right?
Yeah. I like the idea of you being there, too, for that family meeting, or at least giving them maybe the things to say at the family meeting.
Well, yeah, I think it demystifies it or takes some of the scariness out if you can help run it and the kids aren't so worried about the process. Additionally, if you've put one kid in charge, to just make that matter of fact.
Yep.
Here's who's going to do this, and here's why.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that really depends if the parents want us to go into those subjects.
But
right?
Sometimes sunshine is the best cure for all.
Oh, gosh, I love it. Yeah. I love when we can get things kind of out from the cloak of mystery, and then no one's really screaming about, you stole the, you
right,
did
right.
the.
If everyone knows the plan, the game plan, and who's going to be running the show, when that comes, it makes it clear the air now. So it's not going to be such a chaotic scene when the worst happens.
Exactly.
I will say my parents have a trust, which I think is great. Sometimes I have follow-up questions, and they can't quite answer because it's confusing. How could they? How are they supposed to remember every little thing the lawyer said? Having the lawyer in the room through those conversations, kids have a question. How does this work? You're there to help out.
Well, I think that's right. And we'll go into a bit of it. We won't maybe dive into all the weeds.
Yeah.
But we do trust administration afterwards. We'll help the kid take over, get authorized, step into the shoes, if you would, and assume control.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you have any questions on the text line about estate planning, wills, trust, powers of attorneys, you mentioned HIP. I'm going to have a follow-up question on that. But if you're already intrigued and you're maybe running out of the car, her name is Millie Palmer. She's from Navigant Law, N-A-V-I-G-A-N-T. I don't know how else you'd spell Navigant, but sometimes I like to spell it for people. NavigantLaw.com. And Millie, people can give you guys a call for a free consultation, 847-253-8800. I have all that right, right?
You do. That's all correct.
847-253-8800. Just put estate planning in your contact list on your phone. Maybe it's not today. Maybe it's next week. And you forget the name of the person that came on the show. Just do estate planning and then put 847-253-8800. If you want to add a line for Millie at Navigant Law Group, that helps out too. We're going to take a break. We'll answer some of your questions. We'll have more for Millie after this on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association on WGN. WGN already sharing all my family secrets with Millie. We're getting along good here, Millie, during the commercial break.
Oh, it's good fun.
Millie Palmer is from Navigant Law, and the phone number for her is 847-253-8800. You mentioned HIPAA authorization for maybe yourself as an adult or for kids. I'm generally familiar with the HIPAA law. Can you explain what HIPAA authorization is?
Sure. Under HIPAA,
yep.
Doctors
yeah,
and other,
yeah,
let's not go into the whole thing.
Yes.
Doctors and other covered entities, right, they can crosstalk and discuss your protected health information, but they can't talk to any third party without your prior written authorization or consent.
And
so,
who qualifies as a third party?
Your mom, your sister, your partner, your best friend Joe. Who do you want to know that information?
Does a spouse automatically be able to be told or no?
No.
Wait, what, really?
No. And no, a spouse doesn't have any more rights than anyone else walking down the block. So there are laws out there that called like the Healthcare Surrogate Act, etc. If you're in a bit of a pickle where certain people can get information from the hospital, but you have to be at a point for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, a court could appoint a guardian, and then the guardian would have certain rights as conferred by the court.
Right. But that takes time. We want to avoid that.
It's time. It's messy. If that means you're a ward of the state, that's nix your goot.
Yeah.
I mean,
no good.
You know, no good.
Okay, so wills and trusts. Do you usually try and advise people for the trust? Is that your preferred method of operation?
Well, I really like a trust. A will to me is a lot like a Polaroid picture. You take a snapshot of the assets you own at your death and who's alive at your death, and you kind of merge them together in one picture. And you do that merger through the probate process. And a trust is more like a motion picture. It's like, am I alive? What stage of life am I at? Am I disabled? Did I die? Who survived me? How old are they? You know, so you can look at time as a continuum and look at who should be in charge during that and what should the rules be with regard to assets.
I think a lot of people go, but a trust costs more than a will, which I'm sure it does.
Sure.
But I wonder if, and just as a key point, if you have a will, you're still going to probate first. And I imagine that your kids will have to hire a lawyer to guide them through probate which will end up costing the same as a trust.
I would say the probate process in Cook County, last time I looked, average probate 2.5 years, average costs, my guess is $16,000 to $20,000.
Whoa.
Trust planning's a lot less expensive than that.
Right. So
a fraction of it.
A will can be a great starting point if someone's really in a financial pinch and they want to get started. And I'm sure you'd welcome their call and conversations and you'll chat through that. Because I think a lot of people say, well, I really don't have the money for a trust right now. Okay, well, let's do something at least to make sure we don't have nothing down.
Well, okay, that's true. But I guess you have to look at the real question of what are you spending and when are you spending it. And like at our firm, we'll take a firm for payments. I mean, you could put it on a credit card or you could sign up for a payment plan through a firm, just like going to Wayfair to buy a couch. Right?
That's smart.
Yeah.
Because you really advocate for getting people what they need to feel and sleep comfortably at night, even if they have to spread it out over some payments.
Exactly. Stuff. I don't want to under-lawyer someone and I don't want to over-lawyer them, but I'd rather do the right work and be paid slower, right? It's I love what I do.
I can tell.
I really do. I think I make a difference. I think I really help people. I'd rather do it and worry about the money.
Right. Right. I think that's really well said, Bill. I think there is something about, you know, so many lawyers we talk to on this program, God bless them, our personal injury lawyers, they meet people on their worst day. What you're trying to do is meet people at a point where it's not their worst day. You're meeting them before that to have a plan for that.
That's exactly right. And we'll sit around a conference room table and I'll kill them ruthlessly. I tell them, hey, you're meeting a murderer here today.
What do you mean by that?
You know?
You come up with all the different ways?
I do. And, okay, you die first. Okay, then your daughter dies. Or, you know, I sadly kill off all their family members, friends. I mean.
Well, right, because
I go down.
You talk about the motion picture. I hate to laugh at this, but you're right. In a will, I say, Jimmy's going to take everything. Okay, great. That will is put away somewhere. You die. They look. Jimmy's passed.
That's exactly right.
What's next? Jimmy's incapable of doing this.
Right. Jimmy's got capacity issues.
Yeah.
Jimmy's in the pokey. Jimmy moved to Japan. Jimmy,
right.
I mean, many circumstances where someone could not be able to do what you need them to do or in a position to take assets.
Whereas a trust, you have the game plan. If Jimmy's in the pokey, as I like to say.
In the pokey.
Then Jenny can do this. If Jenny's not there, she's got a great daughter that we love. It's Susie.
That's
and
right.
And here's the fourth plan and the fifth, and this is how these permutations work.
That's exactly right. Some of my scariest clients are my little old ladies who have no one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't have a Jimmy or a Susie. And so then we're looking at corporate solutions, them using a trust company or using an independent third party, not us, an independent third party that can step in as agent under power of attorney or as trustee under a trust, right? So we're trying to find a way to safeguard them.
We have a lot of, and I mean this in the sweetest way ever, because I love our listeners. We have a lot of little old ladies who listen to WGN, and I love them all dearly. And some of them may be listening saying, yeah, I don't have a plan and I don't have somebody. First of all, God bless you. We love you for listening. Thank you. Call Millie, 847-253-8800. It's a free call. You'll chat through something, some options, and you'll give them a way forward, perhaps.
Typically, we'll meet in the office and we'll go through and talk about what everything looks like. There's no charge for an initial consult.
Yeah.
Hire, don't hire, take some information. We're good.
Millie, I don't often give lawyers their first time a caller on the phone line. But you've passed
Uh-oh.
The test so far.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So, and again, well, obviously, as a preface, this is general thoughts on stuff. These aren't specific advice. Of course, you'd have to meet with someone to learn all the details. That's my little disclaimer out there. But I'm going to go to Joe, who's got an interesting question. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. I like your show. I have a question for the attorney.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe.
Well, hi, attorney. I'm in my late 70s, and I live with my son. And there's a mortgage on the home. If I die before my son, is he able to stay in the home legally and just take over the mortgage payments? Or do I have to contact the lender and put it through the legal system?
It's a great question.
It's a really good question. So first we have to ask, will he have the right to the title to the house? So did you leave it to him? Did you sign a will? Did you put the house in trust? Like
transfer on death deed?
What's a TOD? Yeah, TODY. What's his legal right to be there? But assuming you've skinned that cat, what an awful thing to say. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. People get
but assuming you figure that out, he should be able to assume the mortgage. But of course, I don't run all the lending companies out there. So every lender has their own rules about assumption of mortgage. The fact of the matter is if he's making the mortgage payments on time, the lender may or may not even know that you're gone,
mm-hmm.
right? So, but he should try and assume the mortgage through their assumptions department.
Right. Maybe call the lender, just ask the practices how that works for specific
right,
advice.
Exactly.
And then think about those other options. We ran through them fast, but a transfer on death, a TODY, I think they call it.
Yeah.
That's through the state, right?
That is. Illinois joined a handful of other states that allows you to name a beneficiary on real estate. And that document is called a transfer on death instrument, or TODI, TODY. And it's a great way to name somebody that has the right to take that real estate.
Yeah.
But it is still subject to the lien or mortgage.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, Joe, thank you for the call. Have a good one, okay?
Well, one more.
You have a follow-up? Yeah, what's up?
We already went through the TODY with Cook County.
Okay.
But could other family members challenge the TODY?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well,
generally speaking,
I mean, I'm assuming the TODY was prepared correctly and filed correctly and all those things. But what I have found is people fight. And people fight when there's assets. And so they could challenge that you had appropriate mental state, that you weren't pressured, that there was no undue influence. So family members can come forward. I would love to offer you all the assurances in the world that you're okay, but it can happen.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe not, right? And then
maybe not, right?
Right, exactly. And that's where I think that some of these instruments or naming beneficiaries on your 401k, these are all great things to do. But not having an overarching plan that also outlines some of the stuff, I feel leaves some blind spots out there or the potential for cracks in the foundation.
That's right. And, you know, we're really hoping to capture your intent to make sure that people know about it. But my advice to you, and this is just some friendly advice, is to talk to those family members and say, hey, I filed a TODY. I'm giving the house to so-and-so. That's my intention. I want you to honor that.
Yeah. We have a text from the 847. Again, not specific, but they have a question. Just generally speaking, is this something that you would have heard? My wife and I recently created a will as well as a living trust.
Woo.
Good job. A portion of our portfolio is rental properties. Cool. I've gotten advice to put each individual property in an LLC, separating each one. I'm looking for further advice on that. Is that something that you've heard of in the past being used?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, you might want to try a series LLC. So a series LLC for accounting purposes is one entity. So that if there's income from property A and expenses at property B, they kind of can cancel each other out on one return.
Oh, for taxes.
For taxes. But each sub-entity is its own little protected entity for purposes of liability. So if there's a lawsuit on A, they can only get to the assets of A. They can't get to B.
So you can have your cake and eat it too.
You can, yeah.
What's it called?
Series LLC.
Wow. You know a lot about this stuff, Millie Palmer. We're out of time.
Oh, no.
You'll come back again, right?
I'd love to come back.
We have a lot of questions. We had a call. Iridian, we should get her on Your Money Matters, too. I have a program during the week as well. We can
I would
some
love
calls
to do there. That.
That'd be wonderful. NavigantLaw.com, 847-253-8800, 847-253-8800. What a thrill to meet you, Millie. Take care.
John, I had a ball.
This
Thanks for having me.